Yeah. We're back once again. And I love saying that because every day you wake up is dope. Definitely dope. So, you are now tuned in to Saucy and Hush on the Couch.
Episode 11.
Nice, nice. Very nice. So what's going on? How's everybody? I'm looking at our lineup for the night. Saucy, you have anything to tell the people?
If you have any opinions, anything, topics you want us to talk about, you can shoot us a message on our Gmail. And that is saucyandhush@gmail.com, or you can DM us. Mine's a Saucy and More, and Hush is How You Stop Them. Anything you want us to talk about, that's how you can get in contact with us.
Nice, nice, nice. Inform the people, inform the people them. The two things that are not to my liking per se, I have to mention. The first thing is the Emmys Awards just passed, and no black people were awarded an Emmy. We had a nomination for the late great Michael K. Williams for his role in Lovecraft Country, but no black person received the Emmy. Are we canceling the Emmys? Are we boycotting that? What the fuck is going on? This reminds me of the Grammys back in the day when Hov was boycotting it because of the shit that was going on with the Grammys. What the fuck? So all of this film, all of these series, shows, movies, however they break that shit down, not one of us got one? Is this okay with you people? I'm just saying, what you gotta say? Not one black person won one.
It's not for us. It's not for us. It's not for us. It's not for us. I mean, I remember when I was young and I used to think about the Emmys and Oscars. And if I did happen to get a window of it, happen to see it on TV, I didn't see a lot of black people there. I'm just saying. When I was young.
Let me sit the fuck back because, oh, maybe not.
Yeah, so, I mean, we always try, and maybe it's just me, I know us people, we always trying to, get the white people to, I guess, to acknowledge us or something like that, like, try to be part, I don't know, like, if I was a celebrity, I don't think I want an Emmy or an Oscar, because who is you to tell me all my accomplishments is something big for getting an Emmy?
Someone did mention that is famous. I believe Nas was one. I don't know if he was only him. It's not
because I got an Emmy and an Oscar. I made it.
No, but it's like I don't like to be exempt from things when if I'm the top talks. If I'm at the top, and I'm talking about numbers, I'm not talking about feelings personally. Mm-hmm. Like you said, so I honor and respect what you said as far as you don't have a personal feeling about it. Me neither. But if we're going to talk top five best people of this name, this name, this name, and I'm in that, yeah, let that go with that. I'm not going to personally feel a way. I'm just saying, don't tell me, you know what I'm saying? Don't tell me that because it's deserved if you're going to put my name in the talks and the mentions. So if we never won Emmys before, then it would be like regular weather. But I think we've won in the past.
And then the insult to injury to me is, I know they didn't plan that for the late, great Michael Kay. I know that they didn't expect him to pass or how that would play out, but damn, a nomination and don't even get that? I didn't watch it anyway, so I get it. It's probably not a favorable show in the black home. But it's all good, man. I just wanted to point that out because I thought that was crazy. Mm-hmm. On that same note, a big rest in peace. Big rest in peace to Anthony Johnson. Dead at 55. I don't really know what happened. If you don't know who that is, he played in Friday. Mm-hmm. He played in the Players Club. These are funny roles. Mm-hmm. Like, he was funny. You feel me? So it's just crazy how time tells all. You know, you wake up every day and you hope you wake up every day. But as time goes on, you know, I don't know what generation you're from, but we grow up and there's people that we didn't expect to see pass while we were alive. Not him per se, but just it's sending a message. It's like people are really dying. Like, you expect it, but this, at this pace, is like not playing. Is everybody, is it like a death a month? Every 2 weeks? It's like something. It's like no space to mourn the last person. Because something else pops off. So, yeah, big rest in peace. It's even sad. I don't know if it's for social media. I don't want to say it's programmed like that. But even his wife went on, I don't know if that was Twitter or whatever, saying that he had a lot of fake love because she's actually having trouble with the funeral expenses. Now, I know, I don't know what his network is, but I know Friday and Players Club is hits. And if you really look in the catalog, it's way more than that. I'm just saying what everyone should know. He definitely had stand-up of some sort. He definitely was on TV shows for sure. So I'm not saying he was laced, but to hear that there's funeral expenses issues, I don't get that.
I think us as and we have this issue a lot. Not famous people. Us as black people, we don't know the meaning of life insurance. It's crazy because I was even thinking about this today. Like, yo, like, I need to get life insurance. On me, my kids, you. It's just,
you know. I need life insurance.
Oh, well, of course, because of your job. But if you didn't have that job, would you have had life insurance?
I think, you know, you want to get personal with the folks prior to May, maybe not. Mm-hmm. But after May, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, it's. And you would think, you know, with him being, had movies and he's in the limelight, that he would have had, or she would have had, life insurance on him. It's saddened that she has to, and she, I think she said she's trying to raise $20,000. And $20,000 is nothing. You know, burying my father, it was a funeral. It's expensive. You never know, like, caskets, arrangements, flowers. Like, it was damn near almost $20,000 to bury somebody. So, yeah, like, you know, my heart goes out to her because, like, it's sad that, you know, he's gone. That's young, you know, at that age. But we as black people have to do better when it comes down to preparing for, like, the unknown. So my heart goes out to her and her family and him. But, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, big rest in peace to Anthony Johnson. We'll take a second for that as he joins Michael K. Williams in, like, the most recent. These sad times. To tap on this just a little bit, I'm not gonna say you're against this next person, Just for media's sake, Tory Lanez has just deactivated his social media because court is approaching, and I think it will be determined what happens. You know, is he going in? Is he going out? What is his fate? Could it all be just a media trick? Maybe. But I think the court date is something you can Google and verify. So I don't know about that being capped. But whether he's guilty or not, I'm still going to pray for that black man because, again, in the same breath, we just lost two back to back. So I don't really like us in the system. So I'm just going to still pray for him and hope he's learned. If he did make a mistake, if he did do it, I hope he learned, and if he gets a second chance or he gets pardoned, that he takes full advantage of that and let nothing like this even associate his name in it again. So I'm going to give him that regardless, and I know there's a lot of Megan fans who are probably, they canceled him from the first time they heard it. And the people I'm hearing talking crazy, like they want him to go in, they want him to pay. I'm not super religious, let's not get it twisted, but it's not us to decide that. You can feel, you know, listen, free country, freedom of speech, right? You can feel how you feel though, but it's really not on you. And you don't need to put it in the air because whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen anyway. You do not, I'm sorry to make you feel like you're not important, but you saying you want him to go to jail is not going to land him in jail if that's what he's supposed to do. Like, it has nothing to do with what you wished. You know, some people feel like they're that special. Fine. I don't want to see us down. You know what I'm saying? So if he can learn from it and that doesn't happen, fine. But he got to know that if he does go, it was supposed to be a lesson behind that. Maybe he just needs that moment to really show that he is apologetic about it or does regret doing that. Because, you know, there's nothing to justify it. You know what I'm saying? Like, accident or not, it is a crazy situation. So I know you probably don't have much on that. That's why I spoke the majority. But if you did, What are you saying with him going in tomorrow? Are you, well, whatever day he's going in, it's in the next 2 days or next day or whatever.
I'm good.
I think it's today.
I just think this mic doesn't like you.
Oh yeah, we upgraded mics, by the way.
Yeah. I mean, people do things on emotions, and either if he didn't do it, we don't know. We have all done things that we wish we can take back. So, in this case, it's in the Lord's hands, and I am super religious. So, you know, it's up to the Lord. He know and Megan know what happened. We don't know. We just go off of what she say or what he say. And now it's in the matter of the Lord and the courts. So that's it.
Yeah, so the way we started the segment was rest in peace, the sad shit with the Emmys, and now the Tory thing. So we're going to move on. And again, prayers for a better day. This thing that we kind of neglected that we should have talked about before, the fight, the baby shower in Harlem with the pregnant 9 months, shot and killed right in front of her daughter at her own baby shower.
Shanice. What's her last name? Johnson. I know it was Shani's.
Give me a second, but comment still.
She's 9 months pregnant. pregnant. She was at a baby shower with her current boyfriend. Her ex-boyfriend came to the baby shower, started a fight with her current boyfriend, and she was in the middle of it, and a gun did appear, and she ended up getting shot.
It's Shamise Young, 31.
Okay. And her and the baby didn't make it. This is a touchy subject for me. Because when you are in a relationship or have been in a relationship who has been, you know, either obsessed with you, don't want to let you go, and then you get in a new relationship, you know, and you experience, you know, what I'm talking about, you know, the crazy.
I'm experienced, like, no, I'm crazy.
Because you had experience, you know, you had to have a conversation. It's just, I just hate that my condolences to her family, to her children, to her current boyfriend, because this is happening on a regular basis. Men and women don't know how to let shit go. And it can be mental, it can be vindictive, just being malicious, don't want to see nobody happy because they're not happy. To take a life and an unborn child's life, it's, and I think he ended up, you know, ended up going to jail. I mean, what, they ended up getting him, and he did. I forgot the chart. They convicted him on some charges or whatever. But it's just, I can't imagine. I can imagine, because I know how it feels to be in a situation and unsure of how that person is going to react. So what I heard about it is just like, damn. Is women out here, I don't know too much about men, because I don't want to exclude the men, because the men, you know, deal with it too. It's just you hear more about the women because they have domestic violence advocates. And, you know, whenever I had a friend who's actually a domestic violence advocate. So, like, people reach out to her and they find placement for these women. So it's just, it makes me emotional, because like I said, at one point in time, I don't know where I would have been, because I had a situation where a gun was in the midst, and I was scared shitless of, you know, scared for my life because of the emotions of another person. Don't want to let me go, or are hurting because I don't want to be with that person. So it's just, I'm trying to find the words to try to, you know, for women who are in situations like that. It's easy to say get out, but when you try to get out and they're stalking and they're It was even crazy where I had cameras outside my house because I was scared of this person pulling up. So, restraining orders. I know us as black people, we don't like to put restraining orders on. No, I'm not gonna block him locked up. But if it's about your life, not saying, you know, if she had a restraining order, you know, I don't know. But, you know, if I don't know what the situation was with them, but I'm big fan of restraining order, especially when I had been in a situation and I was scared for my life. restraining orders, get out if you can. Don't antagonize the person, like, maybe because even antagonizing that person isn't worse, because this, sometimes it's the mental thing. When people
what was that movie we was watching? We just watched it. Till Death Do Us Part.
Yes.
I think it's on, I don't
BET,
know,
I think it was BET
maybe, but like if you know, you got the Fire Stick or whatever, you could just look that up. I mean, you know, it wasn't like a bestseller. I'm just saying it kind of addresses this a little bit. You know what I mean? And it's disturbing because you can't understand if you're not in that mindset. So even trying to like comment and talk on it, it's kind of discomforting because if, again, if that's not how you are, it's hard to comprehend. That's real sad on that, you know, baby shower. I mean, and you know what? This is an emotional world and time we live in. Am I gonna make any justifications for him at all? No. I don't know if I can say that that man woke up that day to come kill her at a baby shower. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, it was like a scuffle and he just got messy. But my thing is, a baby shower, isn't that like the most supposed to be peaceful thing next to any church type of related thing, a wedding? That these are not the places
it's
where you would...
It's supposed to be, but when you're dealing with somebody who's unstable, they don't care what the place, time, or date it is. They're coming for the juggler. It don't matter. It don't matter. Because to them, they're out for vengeance. And I, like I said, I've witnessed this. I've seen this. So it don't matter. That person is out to hurt you. Hurt people, hurt people. So it doesn't matter where it was at. He was there to get at whoever. And that's happened to be when they can get to the, he probably, and I'm not saying that she didn't have a restrainer, she probably didn't have a restrainer on her, and he happened to got wind of the baby shower, and he felt that it was opportunity to get at the new boyfriend.
It's not, you know, we sit here and we try to be uplifting and we try to give advice, we try to give our, you know, intelligent view on things from, you know, pretty much a serious perspective, but like there's situations that we just don't have no control over and we can't advise. Like Saucy try to tell you what to do if, God forbid, this is your situation, but there's some things in the world, it's just like, wow, like we can't, like there's nothing we could have did. You know, it gets too escalated and emotions in the heat of the moment, things are just the most dangerous things that just can't be touched.
Because you never know what someone is going through in life. Everybody, you know, they say, oh, I got it hard, I got it bad. But do you really have it bad? What is the next person dealing with? So that's how I try to see life now, because, you know, as much as, you know, things might be happening to you, what is somebody else going through?
I don't know. Like, you know, it's sad because we're here and it's draining because it's some sad stuff. Like, there's no way that we could be out regular normal selves and all uplifting with some sad shit like that. For the most part, this whole segment, which is just what's going on currently, has got us like that because all of the stuff we discussed tonight has been so like damn, you know what I mean? I want to throw something your way which kind of piggybacks off of that. Shout out Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang series is dope. So there was one, this doesn't really have anything to do with the series itself per se. It was just an isolated part of the episode. Again, kind of goes with what's going on. So Old Dirty Bastard was dealing with a chick. I don't even know if that was a project. It might have been a project or just some apartment complex. And the baby daddy is like within the vicinity of it. So he was getting his hair done because Old Dirty Bastard got braids for everybody who knows. So the chick was doing his hair. The baby daddy brought the kid home. And he was very vocal. He dropped the kid home and he said, "Who the fuck is that?" And Shorty was like, "None of your business," and he left. So now when Old Dirty Bastard left, they jumped him. He went to, Old Dirty Bastard got out of there. He ain't had to go to the hospital or nothing. It was just a beat up. So they told him don't come back. He went to, I guess, you know, I don't know if they're Muslim, Islamic, you know, those brothers that be preaching on the streets that he knew personally, and he brought that attention. He brought that story to their attention. And they said, approach the guy as a man and see what happens. So Old Dirty Bastard went back to the block and tried to approach the man. I mean, I think he did it very maturely and saying, listen, you not with her no more. Somebody gonna come through. You know, can we just, you know what I'm saying? Something we could work out. He got beat down again. It's not funny, but like, it ain't work. So, without telling any more of the series, just what's your thoughts on what do you, like, what advice do you have, or do you just step away? Like, if you're talking to a guy out there that's listening to us, that's dealing with a chick that has a baby daddy that just wants the drama, he wants to set it off the whole time. Are you telling this individual to make these attempts to talk to him maturely? Should he just pop back off too, fire with fire? Or should he just let it go? Or maybe address her? What can we do about this situation? Or should they just walk away?
It could be one or two things. One, she's still having dealings with him. And two, if he's, because it could be one, like I said, he's still having dealings with her, she's still probably dipping and dabbing. And then two, he could just be mad. But the first one is very common. Because I think if she wasn't doing something with him, the smoke will be more towards her. He's giving her the issue. As far as if a guy was dealing with that right now, I would think I would have a serious conversation with her and with him. Let's all three sit down. Let's all three sit down and see what's going on. Then we can really get down to a nitty gritty to see if she's really been dealing with him. Cause you, I mean, and that might not even work because he might be such a hothead that he may be like, listen, I won't fucking talk about blah, 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 blah. At that point, it's like, listen, I'm the old girl now. You can't control your baby daddy. I'm out because it's not worth my life. Because if he's that damn off the rocker and I gotta get my ass beat to be with you and you can't control him, I'm sorry. Somebody going to jail.
Old Dirty Bastard took two beatdowns.
Exactly. Somebody's going to jail. Because what you're not going to do is keep beating me the fuck up because you and your feelings. Now, I understand it's a street code and all that. Blah, 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 blah. Call me a snitch. Call me what the fuck you want. But what you're not going to do is keep beating me up because you're mad. No, because somebody's going to die. So either you're gonna get locked up or somebody's gonna die.
I think age plays a factor. So for my young bucks who hard headed and think they rah-rah with it, probably not gonna get through to y'all. If y'all in your 20s, y'all might say fire with fire.
And somebody's gonna die. And this is what this is the issue. No one wants to talk about shit. I will talk before. I try to take someone's life. And that's the issue that's going on with this day and age. No one wants to talk. Everybody has pride. Why people want to kill? Because no one has to talk. No one wants to talk anymore. And that is scary. That is very scary because you never know. People mental. It's just, I don't know how we're going to make it. But it's just, you can't talk to nobody. You can't look at nobody while somebody's trying to fucking kill you. It's ridiculous because that's the easy way out. You figure you get them out the way and got to worry about it.
I mean, it's very touchy and it's something that has to be really dealt with. Not overnight. It's going to take a lot. That's not even something we need to take on. It starts with us, but we really can't. I mean, hopefully one day the plan is to reach the world with this. So now we have the world listening, then we can try to advise more. But from where our platform is now, it's going to be just more and more of this shit. It's sad, but for me, fellas, again, I said if you're in your 20s, you probably will do the rah-rah fight back. Bring more niggas. He bring 20 niggas, I bring 30 niggas. Excuse the niggery. Anyway, when you're 30, go to 40, you probably start to look at it like, really? Like, this is what we're doing? You know, so it's definitely an age barrier, and I don't want it to be that because I want us to be sensible no matter how old you are in dealing in this situation. But so let's just keep it real. The ones who are really like more tough guys, street kind of guys, like you said, it is what it is. They're going to bang heads. They should still make an attempt to talk. But I can see that going left and somebody in jail or somebody really seriously injured or died. Those guys, I can't really advise you much, but try to talk. I'm not going to tell you to be a punk because you're not going to be a punk. And it's not really being a punk, but the sound of it will make you feel like you're a punk. So now let's talk to the guys who are not from the street or who are not street. They don't really fight. They're really not about that. And that's okay. I'm not judging. You may have to just let that go off rip.
Absolutely. Because it's not worth your life. Especially if you can't get her to really control that man. Because if she can't control him, then nobody can control him. And I don't care how much you might like that individual, it's not worth your life. There's going to be people who's going to miss you over something senseless. So, forget the pussy and move the fuck on.
I didn't want to go there, but whoever knows me knows me, might remember this story. So real quick, I was dealing with somebody who, it was like that, but he was locked up, so I didn't have to directly deal with that, but he was true gang bang to the T with a twin brother. The twin brother wasn't locked up. I'm not gonna say no names. Anyway, I didn't deal with that per se, but I did move accordingly to kind of avoid dealing with that. That's why. So I wasn't loud and drew attention to myself when I pulled up. I pulled up low key, and that's the way we both decided that that's how that should go, just for the more peaceful standpoint, because again, it wasn't worth it. And although you can place me, and I'm saying this live right here, you can place me in the middle. I'm not a super gangster, tough guy. The whole block fears me. I'm not that. But I'm far from punk, soft, or anything of just laying down. So Shorty knew that I was in the fair middle where I will fight. I will fight. But like Saucy said, it really wasn't worth it, and we found a way. But when he came home, I wasn't there anymore. So that ends that. That's just to be a little, just to bring a little joy and a little humor to what we've been talking about. And I was probably in my 20s then. And that's real, because if I had some sense then, that was great. Because that's the age where I had people around me that was like, all right, well, we could go pull up and really handle that whatever way you want. But nonetheless, that is crazy. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. And Saucy pointed out a good point about what do they got going on when you're not there? Why does he feel entitled? You know, I mean, he could be just bugged out, but she could be the enabler. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's not worth it. Because you don't know whatever connection they got, they had, they might have back. You don't know what that is about. And that could be why this is going on. So I wouldn't press it either. So that's my advice. If you're in the middle like me, where you're not this super tough guy, but you're far from a punk, I would address her to address him and may have one convo with him, because obviously we'll face each other and that'll be the only time and opportunity I would say anything. So after that interaction and telling her what to do, if it didn't work out, I'm leaving it alone. The tough guys, I'm trying to tell y'all to leave it alone too, but y'all gonna do what y'all gonna do. The ones who's not so tough, not to get on y'all again, just let it go. Just let it go, there's mad women out here, son. So that's really it on that. It's sad though, because when do we get past that? So now to flip it, because I always do, male and female in the building, this is where your gangster shit come out. You did say you was dealing with me. You are. But, and I had a baby mother like that. And every time you pull up, it's the same thing. Just flip it in the female's perspective. And she's ready to pop every time you pull up. How are you handling that? Or how would you advise females handle the chick trying to be rah-rah like that?
At one point in time, I would have put the pause on people. And I have put the pause on people in the past year. I see it, the thing about it is, I start to look, what I realized in the past year, I look at people's actions, and then I look at and see what they have. Usually, the people who are always ready to pop off is the people who don't have shit, have nothing going for themselves, don't have hobbies, have nothing, are miserable, nothing going for themselves. So why should I put myself basically stoop down to their nothingness? And I'm saying it, you have nothing.
Nothing. If I don't have you. Okay.
So, for the people out there, you have to evaluate these people who are always wanting to pop off, want to stir shit up. What do they have? Do they have goals? Do they have a business? Do they have timeshares to go somewhere? Like, do they have passports?
Like,
they have nothing. So I'm not gonna put myself out there to fight anybody. For what do you have, sis or bro? What do you have? For me to get locked up, to be in bookings, have a mugshot because you talking? As long as you don't put your hands on me, I'm fine.
No, that's not what I said. I said my example was he got into fights. Old Dirty Bastard, they beat him up. So I'm telling you that this chick is trying to put hands and feet on you.
And she's going to jail. She's going to jail. Because who does not hear this feel? And you're going to feel them cold handcuffs upon you on your wrists.
Not the bracelets.
Yes. Because I'm too pretty. I'm too pretty. Sorry. I'm too pretty. And if I'm not doing anything to bother you, I'm not antagonizing you, and you're just mad because you lost this person and you can't get the person back, or you're just mad it didn't work out for you, find you something. Go to church. Find Jesus. Read the Bible. Find Luke, Paul,
so
John.
That's the advice. Like, you're doing that, and that's what you advise them to do too?
Yes. It's not worth it. I'm telling you, man, listen here, going to court every month for some bullshit, it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. Lock that mofo up, because what you're going to do is, you're not going to put your hands on me and walk free like you got it like that. No, I'm calling the popo on you. And yes, call me a fucking snitch, because I got kids to live for.
That's crazy. I couldn't picture the female version of it, but I'm sure it probably has happened. And it is a situation. Where we at, cameraman? 40. 4-0?
What's up?
Nah. Ooh, it always makes me so bubbly.
Someone told us it was somebody who reached out to us and was like, yeah, minimum 36, 35.
I'm just gonna blow her up. These champagne glasses ain't the only thing we had before this shit started. So saucy is saucy.
I've been holding it together very well. Y'all wouldn't have known. I might have been a little chinky chinky ping pong chew like a higher, but
even the new mics is a little tipsy too. But
always putting me on blast.
No, I mean, it's dope, it's dope. Yeah, I mean, wherever we ended at, the thing is that this is all natural and it's never forced. We never timed it from the first episode. We just talk, and when we feel we gave a message and we delivered, then we'll say adios. Say goodnight to the children. Mm-hmm. But
goodnight.
Yeah, I just, for the females though, I guess that approach about, you know, getting the cops involved is your best bet.
Of course, then some not gonna listen to me because they figure, like, you know, I'm not gonna call the police, and it's usually young ones, and you know, I was there. I'm not gonna say that I was there.
In your 20s, was you calling the police?
No, because I was like, I ain't calling the police. I'm gonna beat that bitch ass. And then even when I had a previous fight, and you know, back last year, I didn't call the police, but.
Hey, we don't give time frames on this.
I didn't call the police.
Come on, the feds is listening.
And listen here, she didn't call the police and I didn't call the police. But listen here, I'm too old to be trying to be, I'm too old to be having a mugshot, okay? Been there, done that. So, I'm not trying to be back there.
This is what I'm saying, saucy is saucy. Even the cameraman is entertaining right now. But no, listen, real talk, guys and girls, any situation that puts you in any kind of jeopardy or feel you got to scrap for yours, you know that courtroom is not friendly.
They don't like
self-defense. Self-defense is so fucking scarce. Like,
they don't like us.
You got to have video and documents and signed paperwork by witnesses to even prove that you were just having self-defense. So to avoid all of that, just dub it. Walk off. It's not worth it. I know you might think you're in love. You think that the box is the truth or the bite is the truth. But it's not worth it.
They don't like us.
And we out of here so Saucy could sober up.
They don't like us.
So that's another edition, and see y'all next time.
They don't like us in the courts.
Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Clink, clink.